which was nurtured and fostered by a variety of deans, has paid off in spades, because there's now a collegial interest in terms of the health science area to produce patient care and education at the highest level. That leadership role led to this strategic plan. And again, although many of the things are fairly straightforward, research and patient care at the highest level and educational programs, these two were fairly unique, and we worked hard over the next 2 years to really implement them. And I think if I had to point out one thing that allowed the University of Pennsylvania medical system and so on to be fostered, was the opportunity. Is that too close? Sorry. Okay. To allow the University of Pennsylvania medical system to prosper was creating a culture of collegiality and supportiveness, where everyone felt they were part of the whole system. And the leadership model then operated in concert with this culture to create operational, financial, and a leadership model which everyone had a stake in to contribute to. And that, I think, changed the whole culture of the place, particularly at a time of financial crisis, and allowed us to go forward in a positive way. Now, as you know, the setup here at the University of Illinois in the Chicago campus, and also statewide in terms of the clinical care system, is very complicated and has a number of great opportunities but also challenges. So, of course, at the Circle campus here, the schools in the health sciences area, and although I've talked a lot about the medical school and hospital, these are equally important and interact in a positive way and create both opportunities and challenges. And of course, there is the clinical care delivery system. There are other campuses here at Urbana and Peoria and Rockford. And so how you organize this effectively and efficiently is something that, as I mentioned, each university has to think through themselves. But I will stress the overarching principle again, which is don't spend a lot of time negotiating and arguing inside, because that creates no value. Try to align the leadership, organizational goals and principles so that one can work as a team and deal constructively and efficiently with the challenging outside environment. Those principles are the same for all of us, and when we get those in place in an effective manner, it does produce the possibilities for success. I was intrigued in the New York Times just a couple of weeks ago by this cartoon done by somebody, I think, at Google, who pointed out that organizations can be very different, but they are not insignificant in terms of their importance. And he was talking about some of the dysfunction that had become public in terms of Microsoft, which, of course, is an enormously successful organization. I guess we'd all be happy to have their balance sheet with a few billion dollars. On the other hand, there was a lot of argument about whether they were as successful and would be able to challenge Google and Oracle and others in the future. And it does seem that this cartoon, which I think some academic medical centers actually do go through, is something we should try to avoid at all costs. But having said that, you can see that a number of organizations do work, and they can be quite different. So the principles, the culture, the leadership style, those are all very, very important. And underneath them, or together with them in a horizontal leadership model, one can produce a number of things that work. And I know there'll be lots of discussion today, which I hope I can participate in, that will give some opportunities to think about that. Now, having said that, and talked briefly about organizational models, and as I say, Huron will talk more about it, I thought I would try to talk to you about the absolute principles for success that medical centers, particularly those with large amount of money at stake, hospitals, outpatient programs, clinical activities in terms of nursing, dentistry, and others, they're all the same. How they really need to work on a few principles. And the reason I say that, although I'm a little embarrassed to do it for you because you know this very well, I mean, the Board of Trustees probably in your businesses